When Isabel Gagné stirred up her first batch of soap more than 14 years ago now, she likely didn't imagine growing an international business all the way from Sananza, Kent to New York City. Or maybe that is exactly what she imagined. A combination of big dreams, passion, and clever marketing have made Olivier Soapery a tremendous New Brunswick success story. Every week at this time, Janice McPherson joins us with another installment of Made in New Brunswick, and she's here now. Hi there.
Hi, Paul.
Let's go back to the beginning, 14 years ago. How did she come up with the idea of soap making anyway?
Well, she actually has a degree in chemistry and visual arts. It's kind of a neat combination.
Mm-hmm.
But like many entrepreneurs, she started making soap out of her house. She and her husband, Pierre Pelletier, had originally considered opening an inn, and they wanted to make everything for their guests themselves. And like a lot of times it happens, you start with one idea and a better idea comes along. So instead of going forward with the inn, they actually took on soap making.
Oh, so they never opened the inn at all?
I'm not sure exactly if they actually opened the inn.
Okay.
I just know that was the initial start of how they started making the soaps.
Mm-hmm.
And when they didn't do the inn, they actually gave out the soap as gifts to friends and family.
Oh, yes.
And shortly thereafter, they started getting orders from friends, family, strangers.
Oh, really?
For the products. Yeah.
How much planning did it take to set up the business in the beginning?
Planning is an important part in setting up any new business. Being different, trying something new is a lot of hard work, and it's quite a steep learning curve. I mean, mm-hmm. to go from what they were thinking to soap manufacturing is quite a big step. And you know, they
and especially would have had if you're manufacturing yourself.
That's right.
You know, it's
yeah.
double duty there.
Double duty. It's the creativity side, which both of them have in spades,
mm-hmm.
But they had to deal with government. They needed to source suppliers for their product, you know, high quality product, you know, dealing with distribution, how they're going to get it out there, the visual side of it with the sales and marketing, and just the overall retail side as well. So it's a big effort to get up and running.
Yeah, because, I mean, just putting together a business plan itself could be a full-time job.
It takes a lot of work, yeah.
So how important was the recipe in this case? Is it that they had something so special that no one else did that the product, if treated properly, would just work?
I think so. It's the recipe is crucial for them, I think, because it's an old-fashioned traditional soap-making technique using a cold process. As big as they've grown, they were able to they still maintain small batch cold process soap making, and
mm-hmm.
they just to eliminate the possibility of losing all the greatness in all the products they're using. So they let it sit for up to 28 days and rest before they actually even ship out their product.
Wow, so it takes quite a while to make one little bar.
It does.
Mm. And they have some sort of eco museum there as well?
They do. In St. Antoine, it's a very small community. We drove by it back in 1998 and we saw this big barn and tons of cars driving into it, and so we ourselves pulled over and got to take a look at it. We met Isabel herself way back then, and got to view the display. They actually do demonstrations on how to make their soaps, and they have the museum itself has products and shows the tools of the trade since the 19th century
mm-hmm.
in the facility. So it's quite a tourism attraction, actually.
So what do you like about their product?
Oh, I love everything about Olivier. I'm a big believer in environmentally friendly products, right from, you know, how I buy our food, and same with our skincare for the household. My favorite soap, I'd say, is the Citrus Mint. Out of all the products I've used, I find it helps me wake up in the morning. My husband will happily use any Olivier soap that we have going as a shampoo, because he finds it's wonderful on his hair and doesn't dry out his skin. Kids are big fans of the chocolate soap.
Chocolate soap.
Wow. It's made with cacao bean and cocoa butter, and it smells like a chocolate bar.
Oh, really?
it's a really nice product. Those are, I think, the main things, but they've also come out with a new line in the last couple of years. They have a line for men, they have a line for babies, and they have a line for women, and it's a beautifully branded line for women. It's called La Femme, and it goes across the whole gamut of, you know, bath bombs and cleansers and soaps with goat's milk and day creams, night creams, you name it.
Boy, that's a huge expansion of a product line. That must be very scary for a small business in that respect, to know, you know, how big do you get, how much do you want to take on, how much are you capable of, and what's realistic in the market. I mean, the cosmetic business is just huge, and again, dominated by multinationals.
That's right. That's right. I mean, they are really focused on the all-natural product line. All the ingredients they put in, you can basically essentially eat. There's a wonderful database on the internet. If anyone Googles, it's called Skin Deep Database or the Cosmetics Database, and it ranks all the cosmetics out there. And unfortunately, a lot of people buy the big name brands. It's all the marketing around it.
Mm-hmm.
But this site actually does show on a ranking of 0 to 10 whether it's a good for you product or really hazardous to your health, because there's a lot of cancer causing ingredients in a lot of cosmetics. And Olivier is in that 0 to 2 good for you category, where a lot of cosmetics you'll find in that, you know, the higher in the 6 to 10 range on the hazardous scale.
How well known is their story outside the province?
I think it's growing. You know, they've gone from this small shop in Saint-Anne de Kent. Now they have 14 stores across Canada, mostly in New Brunswick. Quebec is a strong market for them, and they've gone into Ontario. Now they're actually in New York as well.
Wow.
Yeah, they're making some headway. And the one thing they've had for quite a while before, I think a few of their stores, they have an online site that has all their products on there that you can buy. You can ask questions. You can even email Isabel directly and say, these are my problems. What product should I be using? And mm-hmm. she'll
either,
if she doesn't have something, she may even look something up for you.
She might make a whole new bar of soap.
There you go.
Named
yeah.
after you. Well, you can just see them in Manhattan, huh? Buying this expensive soap. That's
well, that La Femme brand, I think, was meant for New York. It's beautiful. Beautifully done.
Made in some tiny farming community in the Maritimes.
It's exotic
to
New York.
Yeah, absolutely would be. You can see how it would take off. Thanks so much for telling us about it.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad to talk about it.
Janice McPherson's our guide to what's made in New Brunswick. She joins us every Monday at this time to talk about New Brunswick entrepreneurs. McPherson is an entrepreneur and a program manager for the Wallace McCain Institute for Business Leadership at UNB in Fredericton. It's coming up on 12 minutes before 6 now.